This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. This month's Rural Main Street Index was negative once again. We'll have more right after this. May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The Rural Main Street Index continued below growth neutral in May. It's the 9th consecutive month that the Survey of Bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region stayed in the red. Dr. Ernie Goss, an economics professor at Creighton University, says one thing that jumped out was a drop in farmland prices.
It did. The first time since 2020 that we had a month-over-month decline in farmland prices. We also saw, I won't say weaker, but cash rents were not as strong as I expected. Now, this is a regional number, but $245 for cropland, non-irrigated, and that was a little lower than I anticipated. And I think some of that just reflects what's going on in the agricultural sector across the 10 states that we survey here at Creighton University.
Given the current economic conditions in the agriculture sector, Goss says it's hard to know for sure if the drop in farmland price will continue.
Sort of judging ahead by 1 month is probably not safe given the volatility in agriculture, but John Deere announced their most recent income and it was not good. All in all, farm equipment sales, not what you'd like to see. Our number is down below growth neutral for the 11th time in the past 12 months, I guess. That's, of course, not a good signal. So all in all, it's just not what we want to see in agriculture.
Goss says some late planting concerns are also weighing down the Main Street Index.
Some of the bank CEOs are reporting issues there, although many of them did say, hey, we had some good rain for a change. Of course, farmers, they get a drought, and they keep getting drought, and then they get rain and keep getting rain. You get too much of either, and now they're getting too much rain, but I think in the end, that'll be pretty good for crops. We'll wait and see, but I think rain's better than the drought.
For more information, visit creighton.edu/economic-outlook/Main Street Economy. Find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.